As expected, the board approved several revisions aimed at easing the housing crunch faced by the displaced. The modifications won't create housing units, but will allow small temporary RV parks on agricultural land and in both the rural and foothill residential zones, something Supervisor Doug Teeter said has already happened.
There's plenty of parcels with more than two RVs on it. This allows them to be legitimate.
Supervisors are reluctant to take similar actions for mobile or manufactured homes, which are typically connected to utilities, especially on agricultural land. Supervisor Bill Connolly said the difference is investment.
If you put mobiles in, you're going to be putting the infrastructure in to support it. You're going to have to put a septic and a leach line, and it's not temporary anymore, and then try moving that.
As part of the package, the board approved a stipulation requiring temporary RV park owners to secure bonds for property restoration. Temporary parks must close before January 1, 2021. In other action, Supervisor Tammy Ritter said Forest Ranch residents feel the county's emergency notification system isn't reliable. She said residents said land contours and spotty cell coverage make service iffy in normal times. The board also heard a report on the county's finances. Megan Jesse, Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, said the general fund will take a hit, but overall revenue is stable. She noted Sacramento's vowed to make up any property tax shortfalls for 3 years. With 10% of the county's dwellings obliterated, that hole could prove substantial. The board also heard that subsurface aquifers, the source of most drinking and irrigation water in the county, continue receding, but not at an alarming rate. Christina Buck, Assistant Director of the Butte County Water and Resource Conservation Department, said officials are recognizing trends. After wet years and once seasonal pumping ends, levels mostly recover.
As soon as the wells go off in the groundwater-dependent areas, water levels immediately begin to come up. So there's a recovery that immediately happens.
Levels are being monitored more closely due to the 2014 Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.